Financial losses caused by extreme flooding in Europe are likely to double by 2050. That's according to a new study which involved researchers from the International Institute for Applied Studies, or IASA, just outside of Vienna. The increase comes only partly from climate change. A large part of the increased financial impact will be caused by social and economic growth. In other words, there'll be more buildings and infrastructure which would be damaged by floods. Joanna Bostock found out more from Stefan Hochreiner Stiegler of IASA, who led the modeling work on the study.
Well, the thing is now that we actually have to think a little bit more deeply about what risk means. Just as example, last year in 2013, there were these flood events, and they happened actually in the European Union in 9 countries at once. This is a big problem because we have 12 billion euros of losses here, and our study showed that these extremes will be more frequent in the future.
So when you say how we deal with these losses, we're talking about the costs to authorities and governments, presumably, because there are funds from which the victims of flooding are compensated. So it's kind of, it affects everybody.
That's so true, and that's actually what extremes is really all about. So we really have to think about losses in 3 dimensions. It's not only the hazard. We know that global climate change will affect these losses, but we also have to think that people get wealthier. More assets can be destroyed. The losses increase because of this development.
That's an interesting point, because I was kind of assuming that you're talking about the fact that more and more houses, buildings and so on are being located in areas which are affected by floods. But what you're saying is that the property that is destroyed by floods is going to become more valuable, therefore has to be compensated with more money.
Well, that's also true. So what we actually have to account for is not only the increase in exposure, but also the increase in values. So, and also this in combination with the, let's say, financial vulnerability of these people. It's really a difference if one loses a house and has a lot of reserves and probably has a second house too, or one is very poor and probably only has this one house and loses this. So you have to incorporate this coping capacities. We have seen this also in Western European countries, losses may be very high, but actually probably less difficult than the Eastern or Middle European countries like Hungary or Romania, where the fiscal situation is very tight. You have really problems to finance this fast to avoid these negative effects.
So who's actually paying attention to the results of your research?
Well, hopefully we get the European Union to think about their mechanisms to deal with disaster events. I was talking about the European Union Solidarity Fund. This is a prime mechanism to help countries which cannot cope with these disaster events. And the European Union is the prime vehicle to deal with extremes. And it should take an active role here to actually also think about how in the future these losses could be reduced, and also how these countries which cannot cope by themselves with these losses can be helped.
FM4
Reality check.